Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness, your sex and your happiness, to be specific. And I'm really always excited to be broadcasting to you. I know that the show makes a huge difference. I really hope that you loved the show on sleep, the last show that we had on, because to me, that's such a pivotal thing. Sleep is so easy to shift, to have a change in, to actually get better sleep. And, you know, as we said on that show, a word to the wise, like, do it. It's not that difficult. He gave so many ways to do it. Get better at your sleep and you'll get better at your sex and you'll actually get happier, I promise. So today we're going to talk about essential oils, in specific, some custom-made ones. My guest is Layla Love, and she is, well, hold on, I can't. She blends flower essences and essential oils to make tantric sensual massage oils that can be used on the whole body. She's also now blending natural perfumes. These are great for those of us that are sensitive to chemicals or just want something healthy and healing to put on our bodies. She's been a practitioner of Tantra for many years, as well as a Reiki master, life coach, flower essence practitioner, and dowser. So welcome to the show, Layla.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So I just said some words in there that some people probably won't understand. Maybe, like, what's flower essence? What's essential oil?
Right.
I missed the part where it's at, where you call yourself a sensual alchemist, which I love that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Like, what does that mean? What does sensual alchemist mean?
Mixing blends of my sensual blends that can be used for your body. And it does take alchemy to get the right combination together. I have found that I have a little gift with it, and it was interesting how I found, started doing, I've always used flower essences and essential oils, but it was actually a psychic reading that kind of told me that I should give it a try, and then I have a gift with it, and I've done the dowsing, which is using a pendulum for yes or no answers, for many years as well, and so I'm kind of combining all three and making these new oils and perfumes. And so I just like the term sensual alchemist to describe what I do and who I am.
My understanding of the word alchemy is that it means change in state. Mm. So would that mean that when you make your combinations, that combining 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 essences or oils, it changes the state of any of the original ones? Would that be...
Sure, because I mean, some people just combine essential oils and they might use one or two, but actually these have about 10 to 15 in each one of them. And then the flower essences are the vibrational scents, or the vibrational oils, and they don't have a scent. And the essential oils are extracted from the plant, usually the flower, but it could be other parts, and they do have a scent. So they affect you emotionally, and they can change your state, too. So that's the other form of alchemy.
Yeah, okay, got that. And so you just gave us the definition, like flower essences. Like, I've used Bach flower remedies before, and I've also had a flower essence remedies made for me on a machine.
Like, yeah.
Have you seen that?
You just get biofeedback and it vibrationally sends you the flower essence.
Exactly. Like I put I put like one of those cuffs around my arm, and then a machine read me for I don't know how long it was, and then it made this whole printout about what kind of essence I needed to take care of that particular thing at that particular time.
Yeah. So I can custom blend the flower essence remedies for people. And I will do that in my one spray called Every Day Is My Birthday, because it has the scented essential oils in it, but it doesn't have any flower essences in it. So then what I did is I put, for the last customer, I put Every Day Is My Birthday, and I put under it, I wrote her name, Amanda, and I did a custom blend for her in that. And then she just sprays it on her body. You can use it on your face, body, yoni, everywhere.
And so, so this is good. So let's talk about it, like, really in terms of the healing properties. One thing is, like, if something has a scent, and, like, mm-hmm. how would that have healing properties? And then we'll talk about the ones that don't have a scent. How would those have healing properties? Because let's assume that people listening have no idea. Mm-hmm. I do have an idea what you're talking about, because I've used both essential mm-hmm. oils, and I've used flower essences since, I don't know, since 1972 or something. The first time I ever took Rescue Remedy or Bach Flower Essence Remedies was probably something like 1972. So it's a long time. I have familiarity with it, even though I don't use them all the time. And you're doing custom ones. But let's just talk about the healing properties. So what happens? A person has some kind of a condition, and they come to you, and then what?
I use the pendulum to douse and see which Bach flower remedies they need. I mostly do use Bach flower remedies. Sometimes I make my own, mm-hmm. and sometimes I use other brands. But all of these oils, they do have a scent, but it's not just a scent. Like, essential oils are from the plant, and they actually have a healing property as well, and they affect you emotionally as well as physically. They have a lot of physical healing properties, and people are so exposed to chemical fragrances, they really don't know or appreciate the difference unless they start to have an allergy to chemical fragrances, and then they can't use them anymore. Then they learn about essential oils.
Well, so you've made a really strong point here. I mean, I have to say, first of all, I can't stand commercial perfumes or colognes or anything. I can't stand them.
When people walk into the room and they're wearing too much cologne or perfume, it's just overpowering you.
Totally. I can remember when men used to wear Aramis, and I can remember picking up when we still had phone booths, remember those days? So I can remember going into a phone booth and picking up the phone after somebody had been in that phone booth wearing Aramis. And I had to, like, throw the phone down, like, or I was going to throw up. I mean, there was certain colognes. Even now, I was just in Jamaica at my favorite resort, Hedonism, and a man sat next to me in the pool, and I said to him, "Excuse me, you have to move. You're wearing cologne that I just can't breathe around you. Could you just, I'm sorry to be so rude, but could you just move away from me now?"
I know. So that's why I started getting into the natural perfumes and colognes, because I can't stand the chemical ones when people wear them either. So, and I actually found out through a friend, she looked up her favorite perfume, Paris by Yves Saint Laurent, and she's become allergic to perfumes, so she can't wear it anymore. And I looked it up, and online, this is a little secret of mine, but it's out there. If you look up, it tells you actually what fragrances are in your favorite perfume or cologne. Like, it has, that one has rose, violets, irises, and something like, let me look it up in my paper here.
Okay.
Oh, bergamot and sandalwood. So I was able to recreate it. There is actually no real essential oil of iris. So I used helichrysum, which is a light scent that I thought was kind of similar to iris. And then I bought some iris flowers. I soaked them in a bowl of water during the day for the sunlight and overnight for the moonlight, and made my own flower essence from that. Vibrational essence, not the scent, but I thought, well, at least I'll have the vibration of iris in it. And then I made a rose vibrational essence too. And that put together, I never actually got to smell Paris by Yves Saint Laurent, but I call it Petra's Parisian Parfum Naturel, and she said I got it 90% accurate.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. That's so amazing. Well, we're going to take a little break here because I'm enthralled now. I want to really, you just gave the process of how you do it, and I want to talk more about that because I grow some things in my yard. I grow lavender and I have rosemary in my yard, and I want to know, I've been wondering, how do you do stuff with these things? And obviously, you know. So, and I have roses as well. Since I moved to Arizona, I have a plethora of roses, and they're beautiful smelling, and I never know what to do with them except just use the rose petals. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you all about this. How do you do what you do? And then we'll talk about how people can use healing, not just the scent of recreating a perfume, but also some healing essences with the Bach flower remedies. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm speaking with Layla Love, and she is an alchemist. She calls herself a sensual alchemist and she makes blends of natural perfumes and flower remedies herself with essential oils rather than using the chemical kind of things that people buy over the counter in their favorite department stores. And I'm intrigued by this because I'm allergic to most of those smells, so I'm excited. Please stay tuned. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world, and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it, and every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse, and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention, and you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, LUVRYDR. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, your host, and today I'm speaking with Layla Love, who makes flower essences and essential oils to combat these very, I call them caustic, smells that you can buy over the counter in almost every department store. And those smells have been going on forever and ever, but they're toxic chemicals. There's lots of alcohol in them, and lots of people develop allergies to them. I know I'm not the only one. I had the allergies as early as, I can remember, 9th grade, sitting next to somebody who was wearing Estee Lauder. And I had to move my class in science, my chair in 9th grade science class. Like, I couldn't sit next to the person. Oh. So I remember being allergic to these smells very early on. And I can't stand most smells, and some essential oils are even too powerful for me, but that's just mm-hmm. me. Let's talk about how you go about doing, like you talked about soaking the flowers in water in the daytime for sunlight and in the nighttime for moonlight.
Yes, now that's to make a flower essence remedy like the Bach flower remedies. We'll call it a vibrational essence because it doesn't have the scent. I had made it with orange blossoms and it smelled beautiful, but it was a nice orange water, but I couldn't find a way to preserve it, so it couldn't last. And the essential oils are made from extracting...
Oh, here we go again. We have to... All right, all the phones.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start that again. Maybe not. We're just going to start the sentence again.
Okay, yeah. So the vibrational essences you can make. The essential oils are made from extracting from the plants, and I don't make them myself. I get my oils from either pipingrock.com or baseformulas.com. A lot of people use doTERRA or Young Living, and they're great quality, but they are about 3 times the price because they are network marketing, so the prices are marked up.
Right. I've used those oils before. People have used those oils on me, like when I'm getting a massage or whatever, they've used Young Living. I've also used Young Living for parasite cleanses and things like that. There are oils that I've taken that I've ordered for to go with a parasite cleanse.
Yeah, and they tell you you can take them internally. You do have to be careful taking large amounts of essential oils internally, and I would dilute them with coconut oil. But I dilute my perfumes and my massage oils with coconut oil. There's a few people that have allergies to coconut oil, and I can custom make them with another oil, like safflower oil or something that doesn't have a lot of scent but is not going to be a problem for them. Now, the sensual massage oils, like I have one called Goddess Pussy Power.
Okay.
And that oil can be used as a massage oil, but it can be used on the yoni, during sex as a lubricant, and it's light enough where it's not going to irritate. It shouldn't irritate. And of course, if you were to, if someone was to go down on you and lick you, they could, they would be ingesting a little bit, but it'd be, it wouldn't be a problem. There's none of them that are toxic. Of course, I can't really recommend them for internal use for, you know, not FDA approved or whatever, but if you're licking a little bit off the skin, it's definitely not going to hurt you. But some people do ingest essential oils without any problem.
So what you're saying is that you use oils that are food quality, food grade quality.
They're at least food quality. There is no real testing for therapeutic grade, although I know the oils are at least a food grade quality, or a, you know, I would say they're therapeutic grade. There are some fake oils out there on Amazon. There's a company that it looks like it says therapeutic grade and everything, but I can read the reviews and I can just tell that the oils are fake and they're too cheap for what they are. Like rose oil is very expensive. It's $70 for a 5 milliliter bottle, and that's like a good price on Piping Rock, and they have it for much cheaper, so I can just tell that it's not real. It's, their company is called Healing Solutions, and that's one I don't recommend on Amazon, but there are essential oils on Amazon.com too, and sometimes I get them off of there, and I like those two companies, but if they don't have one I'm looking for, I just ordered tonka bean essential oil because that's used in a lot of perfumes. And that one, I got the Simplers brand, and that was on Amazon. And that one has a really neat smell. It's like rum and vanilla.
It's called, say it again, Tonka?
T-O-N-K-A, Tonka Bean.
Wow, I've never heard of that. I wanted to say back that I bring essential oils, rose oil, back from India when I come. Uh-huh. I always bring rose oils back from India. So there it's a lot cheaper. Then,
and you like that quality of the oily thing back. Feels like good quality to you.
Yeah, it does. And smells great. But I don't, again, rose is a little too overpowering for me.
Right. But I mix rose and with other things. I just made a perfume. It's not even on my website yet. But if there's ones that aren't on my website, you can order one of the perfumes and just write in the notes, I'd actually like Endless Love. I'm going to update it hopefully this weekend. Endless Love is one of the new ones. And I went in the department store, and I'm not totally allergic. I just don't like the chemical smells, but I kind of shopped around, and I found one I kind of liked. It was called Love Relentlessly by Tori Burke, I think. And it had, when I looked it up online, it had rose, but it had the base notes. They're called base notes of patchouli, amber, and it said pink pepper. So I went home, and I created it with rose, patchouli, no, it's sandalwood, and I didn't have pink pepper, but I used black pepper, which I think pretty much smells the same. But anyways, it came out really nice, and it's not that overpowering rose smell.
You actually use black pepper, like from your kitchen?
No, it's a black pepper essential oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an extraction. But, okay, say you had some black pepper in your kitchen, and you could soak it in coconut oil in the sun,
mm-hmm.
and you would make a fragrance oil with black pepper. Your rosemary in your garden, you can put that in a bottle, in a jar, and put coconut oil or safflower oil or whatever lightly scented or unscented oil you prefer. Put it in the sun, and you'll make a nice rosemary-scented oil.
No kidding. But, and lavender, the same thing?
Yeah. It's going to be very light-scented. I still would use the essential oil. And lavender on Piping Rock is not very expensive, and right now they even have a buy one get one free sale.
I know, but I'm talking about that I have.
You want to use it if you want to use lavender to make a flower essence. You just put it in a bowl of water and set it out in the sun, and then I leave it overnight for the moonlight and the nighttime energy too.
Yeah,
and then you bottle it up and use. Say I use a little 2 ounce bottle. Well, I'm going to have a big jar of the water, but that's a lot. You really only need a small bottle. I get the little 2 ounce dropper bottles on Amazon, and then leave a little space in the top for a preservative. Now, I use what's used in Bach flower remedies is brandy. So I use about a third of brandy to preserve it, because Well, the water by itself will keep okay for a while, but if you're keeping it for a very long time, you want to preserve it. If alcohol is a problem, you can use white vinegar.
Oh, that's great to know. That's really, really great to know. So, mm-hmm. So let's talk about people's health with these things. Like, I know there's a lot of sense that, you know, people use, like, do you do muscle testing, for example, when you do dowsing, you said, mm-hmm. with a pendulum. Do you also do muscle testing?
I haven't, but I've had people muscle test on me. I've just gotten better with the dowsing, so I use that. But it's the same kind of thing. If you're comfortable with muscle testing instead, you can muscle test.
Okay. So, yeah, that would be my preferred way of doing. All right, well, we're going to take another short break here. When we come back, we're going to tell people how to get in touch with you, how to find your website and make orders. And I love that you disclose all of the names of the flowers and everything else. So we'll find out a little bit more about that when we come back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. And today we're talking about essential oils and flower essences and how you could acquire some that are natural and mixed and blended just specifically for you. So stay tuned. As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with a Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135 and say Laurie Handlers told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. When?
October 14th to the 21st, 2017.
Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. This is Sex and Happiness. And again, I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And I'm speaking with Layla Love. And Layla, you know, I didn't ask you this before, but, you know, I know you've been practicing Tantra for a long time. So how does all this oils, essential oils and everything, fit in with with Tantra practice? Or how did one thing lead to the other?
Okay, well, the first things I made, I'm really passionate about the perfume and cologne now, but the first thing I made in my line was actually a Tantric Lover's collection of full-body massage oils. And for yoni health, I've been applying essential oils diluted to my yoni for a while, and so I wanted to make, and I've started using coconut oil as a lubricant, so I wanted to make essential oil blends with coconut oil. Coconut oil helps prevent yeast infections for women because of the caprylic acid, and all of the essential oils help with our yoni health as well, and lingam health. I make one for men called Divine Male Empowerment.
So let's just explain that yoni and lingam in Sanskrit. Okay. Yoni means vagina, actually, and lingam means penis. And mm-hmm. we use those words, yoni and lingam, in Tantra because mostly we have other things associated to the names of our genitals. Like, we don't feel that good about saying vagina or penis. Like, and then we have all these swear words that go along with our genitals as well. That's how we curse people when these are our organs of love.
Right.
So in Tantra, we like to say yoni and lingam. I just want to explain that so that people know why you're naming it what you're naming him.
Mm-hmm. Although yeah. I did call my one oil goddess Pussy Power, because goddess yoni power, well, a lot of people wouldn't know what that is, and I kind of like the ring to it and reclaiming the word pussy, like a lot of women are into now.
Yes.
So, and it doesn't have to be a bad word, but okay, for example, in the goddess Pussy Power, there's basil. Basil has a strong, spicy aroma that's invigorating to the spirit, brings a sense of balance, and calms the mind. Bergamot has a fresh, sweet, citrus scent that's familiar to many in Earl Grey tea. It's uplifting and relaxing and good for building confidence, enhancing your mood. It has a long history of use for oily and troubled skin. Chamomile has healing properties. Cardamom, clary sage, it has natural phytoestrogens, so it's balancing for women and helps during PMS, and also supportive for menopausal women. So these oils have a lot of health benefits as well as enhancing your mood. I have had women tell me that they enhance sex and they help them feel more stimulated without being overstimulating, like those warming lubricants that are also kind of can be burning and are also not natural.
They're not natural, and I hate them, and I can't believe that they came up with those. And there's other things, too. I mean, there's a lot of things that have chemicals in them, so
a lot of sex products. And so if you want one that's kind of stimulating, there's one called Goddess Saraswati, and that one has coffee bean essential oil in it, as well as cacao essential oil. So that one, I had one woman report that it increased her pleasure 10 times.
No kidding. That's an awesome report.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome. I love that you put coffee bean in there and cacao. That's great. So if people wanted to get in touch with you and see like what your catalog is, you know, or your collection, we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they find you, and what's the best way then to contact you?
Okay. The website is esensuals.org, and it's the letter E, then the word sensual, and then an S, sensuals.org. And I'm still updating with some of the perfumes, but most of the products are on there.
About how many do you have?
Let's see.
Well, just give me an estimate.
Yeah,
you don't
at
have
least
to...
10. At least 10.
At least 10. And mostly for women or both? About half and half?
Well, No, about half and half, because there's colognes for men. There's the oils that can be used on both. And there's one specifically for men, the Divine Male Empowerment. And then there's a Shiva oil cologne for men, as well as an Adonis aphrodisiac perfume cologne for men. So there's two colognes for men.
I should take those with me the next time I go to Jamaica. And just, if I meet some people like I met that man I described in the pool, I should just say, here, go take a shower and try this.
Yeah. And if they have a certain scent, but like, oh, I only wear the Lacoste original, then I can try to recreate it. And so far, I've been pretty accurate. So,
so basically what you're saying is that you're intuitive. When you said that a psychic read that and said you might have a gift for this, you're intuitive about putting these scents together, whereas somebody else might not be.
Yeah, and I do use the pendulum, but the pendulum just helps me connect with my own inner self, my own innate wisdom, right? So, yeah, I use the pendulum and I tune in, and sometimes I'll smell it and I'll say, oh, it needs a little more of this or a little less of this, but it helps to have a sample of the perfume or cologne I'm trying to recreate, but it's not necessary. Or I can just create custom blends. I created the Shakti oil for my friend who's bedridden, and it came out with a lot of flower essences in it for the vibrational healing, as well as a ton of essential oils. And she puts it on before she sleeps at night, and it's kind of a sweet, spicy smell. It sounds like a little bubblegummy for me, but she loves it and it helps her sleep at night. And she went, the first time she put it on, she said an hour later, she just felt like nothing was wrong with her. Everything was healed. So
that's a pretty strong testimonial.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the power of the flower essences and the essential oils. They're all from our God and goddess given plants.
Some really amazing. It's just amazing. I mean, long ago I had somebody make a private perfume for me. And I remember, like, she put it in one of those little teeny weeny weeny glass containers. Like, you know, maybe it had like 10 applications in it.
Uh-huh.
And it was wonderful. And then I didn't know how to get in touch with her again or find her, so I never did find it. But I think it's really great that you're doing this and that people can reach you online. If people want to connect with you individually, like talk to you and tell you what their, you know, either what their symptom is or what they're inclined to like in terms of a smell or an essence, what's the best way to get in touch with you then?
Okay, well, they can text or call me, and they can email me as well. So I'll give my phone number. That shouldn't be a problem. I'm sure people will be respectful with it. But
sure.
It's 602-577-9039. And you can always text first and see if it's a good time to talk.
Right, because you're located in Arizona. So
in Arizona, yeah.
And we're crazy here. We're not on any particular time schedule. We're on mountain in the winter and Pacific in the summer, and that mixes me up, let alone everybody else.
Yeah, well, I usually turn my phone off when I'm sleeping.
Okay, that's good.
And then my email is loveswan, like the bird, loveswanhealing@outlook.com.
All right, that's great. That's great to note. So people out there listening, if you're interested in getting a custom blend of oils for yourself, or if you're interested in getting any of Layla's custom blends that she's already made, you know, that you're not going to find when you walk into Macy's or Bergdorf Goodman or wherever you shop, you're going to find it because it's a special blend that she's used her own innate psychic powers and the powers of dowsing to create. Then you're going to want to go here and you're going to want to find these oils. Now, I have one last question for you, and this is, a couple years ago, I interviewed a father-daughter team who made perfumes that had pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
They had they made a line of perfumes that had female pheromones, mm-hmm. and they made a line of perfumes that had male pheromones, and they said that if you wanted to, and they had different, they had a morning, afternoon, and nighttime scent Like they had different times of the day that you would wear them if you wanted to attract, you know, your the partner for you or whatever. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know if pheromones come from animal extract, but these are all plant-based and vegan. But I would say that the morning scent for women would be the aphrodisia, which is very light with some lemon and lemongrass.
Mm-hmm.
And the afternoon would be the Petrus Parisian, which has the violets and rose, but also some base notes like sandalwood and amber. And then for the evening, I would wear Endless Love because it has the patchouli with the rose.
Yeah, patchouli is supposed to be, I mean, what I've heard about patchouli was for years, Maharishi Mahesh supposedly wouldn't let anybody in any of his TM classes and his advanced classes wear patchouli because he said it sexually excited them too much.
But it can be overpowering, and a lot of people don't like it when people just pour on the patchouli, but when it's mixed lightly with the other scents, it's not overpowering.
Right. It reminds me of every hippie crowd I ever I ever participated in or concert I ever went to in my youth.
Yeah.
Patchouli. And I have a funny story. My father used to experiment with wearing patchouli, and I remember my mother just saying, "What are you wearing? You know, just rub chicken fats on you or something. You know, take that smell off."
Look at one that's patchouli free but still has some nice base notes in it, like amber. It's called Goddess Kali Ma.
Mm-hmm.
The Hindu goddess of death and rebirth, creation and destruction. So I said it's to help women rejuvenate and heal at their lowest ebb. And it helps release anger, fear, and transmute negative energies. But it can definitely be used by men, too.
That's great.
And I can make it in a spray as well as in the oil, the massage oil. But it's actually a very nice perfume oil. And it has amber, it has frankincense, ginger, so no patchouli, but it still has some nice base notes in it. So
awesome. All right, Layla, well, thank you so much for being my guest today. It's my pleasure to learn all about this, and I'm going to take my plants from my backyard. There are orange and lemon blossoms coming out right now, and there are some March roses coming, and I have my rosemary. That goes all the time. So I'm going to start exploring with some of these things just by the inspiration that you've provided me. And I really hope that people go to your website and look at your selection. It sounds marvelous.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And everybody, please tune in to Sex and Happiness next week when I'm going to have an amazing guest for you. I'm not sure exactly who yet. I'm probably going to have somebody talking about the blood mysteries, which go along with women's evolution, and that is very exciting and very intriguing. And there's lots of history in those rituals and mysteries that most people don't even know about. And it's great to reclaim our power and find out about it. And it's good to know both for men and women, because there's a whole lot of mystery in the different episodes or the different eras of women's lives and what happens to them. So I found it eye-opening, and I hope you do too. This is Laurie Handler signing off for Sex and Happiness. I'll be with you next time. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.